This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Guardians playing some pretty good baseball right now. They've been looking like a team, Andy, that can hang all year. Are they a team that can make the big run this year and really put it all together? I think that's a valid question. I don't know the answer to that. But I think it's interesting the way they put this team together this year, which, you know, that always has me, Andy, looking at what's not here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're not doing this, are you?
Why?
Oh, come on.
I always love looking at what's not here anymore. I like following our guys.
Are they our guys?
Like, they're still our guys. Once you're one of us, you're always one of us.
Are we doing Wheel of Regret, or should we just call it Turn the Page?
No, it's no Wheel of Regret. It's just information, updating.
It's Wheel of Regret.
That's exactly what it is. Who wins when we play this game?
We're
aggravation.
Hopefully our lovely listeners win because they get information and food for thought.
Seriously.
I'd rather have food for my stomach, but food for thought.
It's like three-week-old Brussels sprouts being spread right in front of me.
I thought when Nolan Jones came back, we were done with
this. Yeah, baby, Nolan Jones.
The fact that he came back, wasn't that enough for you?
What? How's he playing for you?
171.
Guess what?
I take it, he hits baseball's hard.
Guess what? He's hitting 80 points higher than the guy we gave up to get him.
Oh, all right. Well, that's better.
How about that?
Just think, if he was hitting a little worse, he'd have a street named after him in Columbus.
Tyler Freeman hitting 091 for the Colorado Rockies. He's been dealing with the left oblique strain, which, you know, that'll get everybody. Tyler, 091 with no home runs and one run batted in. So even though Nolan Jones is only hitting 171,
yeah,
win. And Dano, you're right. Doesn't it feel like Nolan Jones is just ready to kind of find it a little bit? He's, as you said, he's hitting the ball really hard.
He is. You'd love to see him get more playing time, as funny as it sounds. I partially wonder if that dude might be like, sometimes you get these platoon guys that shouldn't be in a platoon because they need those consistent at-bats.
Yes.
And I wonder if he fits that.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that? Could you say the same thing about Jonkinsie Noel? Go ahead, say it. Say, he's just fine. Go ahead.
No, I like Jonkinsie Noel. I think he's better in the platoon, though.
Well, I don't know if Nolan Jones is. They got rid of a couple of guys in the bullpen, right? Eli Morgan for your Chicago Cubs, Andy.
Eli!
He's been dealing with right elbow neuritis.
So we're rooting for him to do bad then?
No, his ERA is over 12.
Oh.
So, you know, if you're looking and thinking, man, we sure could use Eli back here, well.
Dan, what's analytics
maybe
say
not
about
so
somebody
much.
Who has an ERA over 12? What does that
maybe
say?
Maybe not so much. We're moving our way up to the bigger moves,
I had
right?
to check the book.
That's bad?
I checked the book. It says bad.
So Tyler Freeman's not having a good year.
Wow.
Eli Morgan's not having a good year.
They are cheering at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
No, they're not cheering because you want your guys to do well. You want everybody to do well and everybody to, hey,
so
that
it can come back
both.
And haunt you on
it
the Wheel of Regret.
Participation Trophy Phelps.
It worked for both teams. That's what you want. I'm still trying to figure out.
Is that really what we want? No, we want.
Maybe they had to throw Nick Sandlin into the deal with Andrés Giménez. Do you think that was the case? Because, you know, Nick was Linus's security blanket for Stephen Vogt last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he got hurt last year, remember, and he didn't come. He came back. He wasn't quite as good. He's pretty good for Toronto right now. So he's doing a nice job. His ERA is 2.25, and they're using him as a save. He's doing okay. So that's okay. You got rid of Giménez, and you brought in Dan's guy, Luis Ortiz, who was really good last night.
Is he your guy?
Yes.
Officially?
He just said he's going to do a victory lap if he keeps going.
I know, but is that
your trade the minute that they made it? Because everything that guy throws moves.
Which is good.
He's my kind of guy.
which is good. And Andrés Giménez, first month as a first, you know, full month and a week or two in March as a Toronto Blue Jay, hitting a robust 165. So in other words, you're actually getting more productivity out of the second baseman that you're rolling out there right now if you're Stephen Vogt. That said, Andrés is such a phenomenal defensive player. And I'm sure he'll find a little bit more of a bat. But Andy, I cannot argue at this point with that trade because we know the salary that's coming down the pike here.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that Bezzano's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you got rid of Andrés Giménez before the salary kicked in.
Right.
And before he continued to not hit the ball real well, because you're going to pay a guy over $20 million if he's not hitting 200? Well, the Toronto Blue Jays are.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice on that.
So this isn't really Wheel of Regret, is it, kids?
It's a Wheel of Update. I told you.
Yeah.
I'm not regretting anything except maybe this. Josh Naylor's hitting .318 with 19 runs batted in. Top 30 in Major League Baseball in runs batted in. He's doing a nice job for the Arizona Diamondbacks. For the life of me, I can grasp some of the things that we've heard about that. You know, Josh, final year of his contract, you want to get something for him, you get Slade, you get a compensatory pick, blah, 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 or whatever kind of pick that was. Great. But you had Josh for another year, and you signed Carlos Santana for another year. Josh is hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos is doing kind of what he's done for the last couple of years as he's bounced around the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still much rather have Josh Naylor on this team right now. Now, I'm not in the clubhouse. I don't know if Josh is a bad guy, if he's a good guy. I know his on-field play looked infectious. Don't you think?
Yes, it was fun to watch. Let me just put it that way.
He got pumped up. He enjoyed.
He's a fan favorite.
And
right?
It seemed like his teammates rallied around him on the field. I don't know if they rallied around him in the clubhouse or not. That one still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. However, if Kyle Manzardo continues to play more first base, and you know you have two good prospects in the minors who continue to move up, okay. Maybe your guy Slade becomes something. And so maybe, right? It was a very Guardians type of move that most of them I kind of understand. I still don't understand this one. I understand the Giménez trade. I don't understand this one. But first base has not been a major issue because Carlos Santana has been okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Manzardo, when he has played
first
base,
he's
okay at first base, but he keeps swinging a great bat.
Makes me want to grow a mustache.
So that one I can, you kind of have one.
Not really. I couldn't grow a mustache if my life depended on it. I'd be done.
You I've always said you look like Michael Andretti when you got that beard going.
Yeah, it's
you got
not,
that beard
it's
going
really,
now.
No, it's not good.
You don't think so?
No. Are you kidding?
If you could do it over again, would you make that Josh Naylor trade, or would you just have rolled Josh
today?
Into this year?
No, I wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have made it then.
I don't know what it looks like in August, though.
August? If your guy, Kafis, or my guy, Ralphie, ends up getting hot, maybe they're playing first base and you trade Carlos Santana.
How much hotter does Kafis have to get? I mean, he was hitting .400 in Akron.
Well, you got to get hotter.
He comes up
than
to Columbus and he knocks a double and has a great game in his first game. I mean,
I think you have
he's
to
stay on fire.
I think he has to. Well, you hope he stays on fire.
He's going to. I'm telling you.
Okay, good.
Mark my words.
If he continues to hit
old.
And you want to bring him up, and then you have two guys who are young guys who play first base and another one on the way, maybe. Could you see them moving Carlos Santana?
Sure.
Could you?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that they brought in to be the solidifying force in the clubhouse and blah, 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 blah?
You have managers and coaches to solidify. I hate this when we talk about players.
Well, that's some of the word, wasn't it? Wasn't that some of the word?
I get it, but I mean, and every manager wants that one guy. He's the guy that keeps that clubhouse together. He's the liaison guy between the coaching staff and the player. But come on, man. Do your job if you're a coach. You do it. Tell these guys what you want. Everyone wants to be coached.
You do it.
Everybody wants to be coached.
You don't.
Of course I want to be coached. If someone's going to give me something to make me better.
Dan doesn't.
No, that's true. Dan doesn't. I've seen him.
Dan's fine.
Right where young players wanted to be.
Young players who are going to get better always want to be coached.
Has the Emmanuel Clase concern been diminished completely? Or where are you on the concern level with Emmanuel Clase, Andy?
It's just a little quiet right now, right? Right, boys?
He's been better, right?
He did what you needed yesterday.
Yeah.
Still gave up a
you
couple
okay?
hits, though.
You okay there? He's gonna be your closer.
Yeah,
right?
For sure he is. They're not walking away from him. What in games that he was 10-1 through 11. I don't know. What is he now? 11, 12, maybe 12. I'm trying to remember what he is. The team, despite what you see, the team wins these games that he goes in. Even if he blows the save, the team ends up winning the game.
Yeah, that's not the ideal situation.
Of course it's not, but it's like, okay.
Let me throw this thought at you.
Mm-hmm.
Cade Smith has looked good as the closer, right? You got Hunter Gaddis. You got Tim Herron. You got young arms coming up. Would you move Clase? And do you think anybody would give you anything for him if he's not locked in? Do you think they could get him locked in and move him? I think that's a real possibility. And the only reason I say that...
Are you really going to walk away from this guy that was probably one of the most dominant guys to ever close last year?
No, I'm not going to walk away. I'm going to make a Guardians move. I'm going to trade a guy when he's doing well and maybe move one of our guys up. Now, Emmanuel's
not... Sell high, buy low? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's not on a bad contract. You know, he signed that extension and he's not making a ton of money. But if I'm the Guardians... I don't know that I'm thinking that. I don't know that I'm doing that. But I'm not ruling out that possibility. And I don't think they should. That's the type of thing a front office is supposed to do.
Right.
And, you know, Smith has been incredible in his bullpen efforts. And when he's been the closer as well. Either one, it doesn't matter. And I just think that's something for us to keep in the back of our heads. Clase is still a young guy. He could be a dominant closer for another 5-10 years. If they get him straightened out. And I wonder if they think long-term with him or if they're thinking, great, we're going to milk this good team-friendly contract for as long as we can, then we're going to move on from him.
Well, the contract stuff seems more closer to reality than what we're actually seeing on the Hill. Let's just put it that way. I mean, I can't, like, if you're Stephen Vogt, you're not walking away from the guy that gave you all of that last year.
Well, no, Stephen Vogt's not, but the front office.
But he's got to have a little bit of a voice in there. And but I don't think he'd win. But
Andy, I'm not moving away from him either. But I threw that out as if you get to the trade deadline.
You'll be on the wheel of regret if you move him now.
Well, if you get to the trade deadline and he's doing okay, you know, he's doing fine. And you need fill in the blank, and you've got other guys in the bullpen who you think can be your closer. Andrew Walter's coming up. I mean, you drafted him to be your closer of the future. Future might be this summer. You never know. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. A Browns wide receiver. Yeah, Browns didn't think he should be a guy they bring back. But a Super Bowl contender thinks he is. Next on Baskin and Phelps.